It's American Samoa's best music mix, 93KHJ. Joined in studio ahead of the Fasau High School Alumni Association's 50th anniversary, their Jubilee celebration of Fasau High School. I want to welcome in studio alumnuses. We say hi to Katie McCutcheon and also Dr. Robin Famuina. Katie, doctor, good morning.
Welcome to the program. John.
Yeah, good to have you here.
Thank you so much to have us. Join you this morning for your morning show and just giving us an opportunity to share a little bit about what we're working on. Aside from our regular jobs, we actually took on the task of forming our alumni association or reinvigorating our alumni association. We've had one in the past, but I think in 2020, Robin, we went ahead and started to call meetings and bring people together to gather around and really start to focus on building up our alumni membership in order to plan and come up with a really good program in commemoration of our 50th anniversary that's coming up next year.
Now, is this the 50th anniversary of, because Fasau, I got here, it was Fasau Marist.
Right.
But I see your letterhead says Fasau High School. There's no Marist in there. So this is the girls' 50th, or is this, can you take
us through
that?
We are celebrating the 50th anniversary since the school was first established in 1973 as an all-girls school, Fasau High School. And you're absolutely right. In the years, I think after maybe 20, almost 30 years of being an all-girls school, they merged. They merged in 2000, and they've been a merged school, Fasau Marist, for the last 20 years.
Okay, but this is Fasau High School, and this was one of the first schools in American Samoa, is that right? Yeah, I think there was Leone, yeah. Samoana, and then you guys.
We're probably the baby coming on.
Well, we got Tafuna, I think.
Tafuna and Vogue Tech.
Fonitua, too, yeah. Probably. Mm-hmm. But 50 years, so you have a pretty active alumni association that's still here in American Samoa?
Well, it's taken about 2 years for us to grow the association, to really reach out and get people to come together and be willing to work together towards this initiative. And one of the reasons why we're working on this launch, the event on Saturday, it's our Po Siva. It's an official launch of 12 months counting down until next year, because next year, July 20th to the 23rd, will be the actual event. And so we're really excited about it. And what we're fundraising for really is to have a significant impact on the school. So when we were kind of tossing around ideas about what can we give back to the school, we decided that we wanted to move forward with a school improvement project, which is really taking a look at all 8 to 10 classrooms and learning spaces at the school and renovating the floors, the walls, the ceilings, the electrical, and just doing a basic facility upgrade for all of the classrooms for Fasau Marist High School. So that's why the event isn't really just to celebrate the girls, and it's not just for the girls. We've opened up our association to include boys and girls from the merged years.
So where's the fundraiser going to be happening then?
Well, thank you for asking, because I'd like to hand the time over to Dr. Robin to share a little bit about the event and take you through the program.
Sure. Good morning, John, and good morning, American Samoa, and good morning to all our listeners from abroad. We're excited to be here, and thank you for having us. As you know, Katie McCutcheon is the president to the Fasau High School Alumni Association. I, myself, Robin Famuina, I'm the vice president, and not here with us this morning is our treasurer, Maki Aitonukoloi, and our secretary, Dr. Ake Nese Nicolau. But working alongside and beside us is an entire team of alumni association members. But we are thrilled to announce our event, our countdown, like Katie mentioned, our Po Siva. This is the official 12-month countdown to our 50th year Jubilee celebration since the opening of our Fasau High School campus here in Lipuapua, American Samoa. This celebration is anticipated for next year, July 2023. Our Po Siva is on Saturday, and that's tomorrow, July 23rd, 2022 at 5:30 p.m. at the Fatu'o'ainga Hall. And we're inviting all who have graduated and or attended Fasau, that is now known as Fasau Marist High School. We're inviting all our families, friends, and supporters of our school to join us tomorrow night. We are very appreciative of the business community. We thank those businesses who have already donated to our Alumni Association and thank other businesses in advance. We know times have been tough since COVID, but rest assured that your donations will go into the betterment of our Faisal Marist High School. And like Katie mentioned, it is our give back to the school and a huge school project, donating or adopting learning spaces. Tomorrow night, some clusters will be showcasing their talents and items, and all 10 clusters are set to have their traditional Samoan Tawalunga. We will go live on Facebook, and we are promoting our online donations. We have our Venmo and PayPal set up. Should you need that information, you can either visit our Faisal High School Alumni Association Facebook page or simply contact one of us officers or any of the point of contacts assigned to each clusters who are helping organize all of this organization and event, and we can assist you with that.
Do you have any specific elements designed for the post-SIVA tomorrow?
Like we mentioned, I know I've mentioned the word cluster, and I know most are probably confused at what these clusters are, but we've arranged or organized ourselves into 10 clusters. So cluster one would be from class of 1977, 87, 97, 07, 2017.
So like each one will have like a dance or a SIVA then?
Yeah, we've heard, and this will be a surprise that night, that some teams are extra special and they're bringing in an item that we haven't seen yet. But, you know, these are Faisal High School Cougars. I mean, they bring in, you know, energy, and they've got a lot of talent. So we're excited to see that tomorrow night.
Very cool. And this is nice, too. Yeah, I know that it was a girls' school back then, and that's, I don't know, kind of controversial over the years. Should they have blended? Should they not have? But regardless of where you are, this is going to help out the new school, which is Faisal Marist.
Right.
And some major upgrades. It sounds like they new floors. New walls, it says classroom furniture too, very nice, and lighting fixtures and electrical work.
Oh yeah, we're excited about the classroom furniture. It'll probably be the first time that there's been such a large purchase, because those pieces of furniture, the desk and chair combination that you usually see, those run about $200 a piece. So we're looking at buying about 225 pieces so that we can furnish all the classrooms in a uniform manner. So we're real excited about it. We feel it's a significant gift or, you know, something that we can give back to the school. And what we've said to our alumni sisters is that, you know, we're very proud of where we've come from, and we want to now invest in future generations, because what we're doing now is not going to benefit us, but it may benefit our children and grandchildren in years to come.
Excellent. How many kids do you go to at Faisal?
Over 200. Just under 300, I believe, last year, about 260, 270.
And that's the high school, right?
Yes. That'd be grades 9 to 12.
Okay.
So I think...
anything else that you want to mention other than this SIVA is tomorrow at Fatuainga, 5:30 at the hall, yeah?
Yeah, we're all inspired to give back to our alma mater, John. We're proud products of the Catholic education. It has been the solid foundation that has disciplined and educated the many successful women and now young gentlemen in our community. Again, we are here to invite all those who have graduated and or attended Faisal, now known as Faisal Marist High School, to join us, celebrate with us as we commemorate 50 years since Faisal High School has opened its doors and helped discipline and educate our people. We'd like to thank you, John, and thank you, 93KHJ, for having us. And to all our listeners this morning, we hope and pray to see more alumni, sisters, and even the merged alumni to join us. We do want to thank all our supporters and especially our alumni members who are already voluntarily working hard to make our 50th year celebration a success.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Robin. Dr. Robin, Katie McCutcheon from the Faisal High School Alumni Association. Any questions, you can call 254-0955. And Katie, thank you again for setting this up. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you very much for your support. Thank you.
93KHJ will be back after these messages. Hang on.